Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So we're continuing in our series, Grow Yourself, Grow, Fill in the Blank. This week, we're going to do Grow Yourself, Grow Your Confidence. So why didn't I do Grow Yourself, Grow Your Business, Grow Yourself, Grow Your Success, Grow Yourself, Grow something else? Because I think it's very important to get mindset right before we start to work on those other things like growing our business, growing our success, growing our relationships, growing our skill sets, whatever those other things are down the road. Confidence is so important, and we need to be able to shift from that place of uncertainty or doubt to confidence. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Confidence isn't luck. It's clarity plus competence. When you put those two things together, you can be confident. True confidence isn't arrogance. It is not bravado. It is not blind optimism. It's grounded assurance built on clarity, competence, and authentic self-awareness. It's the belief that you can meet challenges with the best of who you are and what you bring to the table. Confidence is not a personality trait you're born with. It's a mindset and a skill that you can grow. Let me share Rebecca's story with you. Rebecca left a very secure corporate job to launch her consulting business. Though she had years of experience, she constantly questioned her worth. Her emotional intelligence assessments revealed high empathy but low self-regard. She cared deeply for others, but she undervalued herself. Working with her coach, she reframed her mindset and aligned her offerings with her true strengths, connecting, listening, and helping leaders navigate the emotional dynamics that happen in teams. Within 90 days, she was fully booked. Her transformation was not magic, it was mindset. By anchoring her confidence in clarity and in competence, Rebecca was able to stop waiting for validation and started owning her value. So why does confidence matter so much? Confidence is a critical part of the mindset that's needed to thrive and to succeed, especially in business, in leadership, in sales, and in life transitions. It's the bridge between knowing and doing, turning insight into action and vision into outcomes. Research consistently links confidence to higher performance, greater resilience, and more satisfaction. A study by Harvard Business Review found that confident leaders are more likely to take decisive, informed action and inspire trust in their teams. Gallup reports that employees who feel confident in their abilities are 2.5 times more likely to describe themselves as thriving. And that is going to go directly to engagement. Most organizations focus on their engagement levels with employees. If they feel like they're thriving, if they have a confidence in their mindset, you're going to get greater engagement numbers. And here's another one. Neuroscience shows that confidence activates the brain's reward system, releasing dopamine that reinforces motivation and learning. And that intrinsic motivation that we're talking about here is so critical, because when things get difficult, you need something more than external motivators to keep going. That intrinsic motivation is gold when it comes to performance and when it comes to getting enough energy to do the things that need to be done, to push through those more difficult times when challenges and change are right there in front of you. Confidence, however, is fragile when it's built on comparison or ego or external validation. Sustainable confidence is internal anchored in self-awareness, in truth, and in values. So now let's talk about this confidence formula. Clarity plus competence equals confidence. Confidence grows from the combination of clarity and competence. Clarity means understanding your strengths, how you're wired, and what your emotional drivers are. How self-aware are you? When you know who you are, what energizes you, and what you do best, self-doubt loses its grip. Competence comes from applying your strengths consistently and building skill through internal practices. Repetition builds familiarity, and familiarity builds confidence. In our EQ Fit Activate model, these two elements combine with emotional intelligence to form a foundation for sustainable confidence. You can't fake it. Confidence must be earned through self-awareness, self-regulation, and real-world wins. Now I want to talk a little bit about using assessment data to anchor confidence in facts, not in feelings or the unknown. I cannot believe in today's world how many people still make critical decisions about themselves and about other people without good, validated data to use. Now, I understand not everybody knows what's good and what isn't out there. There's a lot of noise out there about assessments. And let me debunk some of that really quickly. If anybody tells you this one assessment is all you need to get all the information to make the best decisions about yourself or about other people, that simply is not true. There are a few organizations out there, and I'm not going to name them, but they promote and sell the heck out of their one assessment. But I want you to think about that. If you're trying to get a picture of everything around you, would you only look in one direction? Does that make any sense? What about what's to your right or to your left or behind you or above you or below you? Wouldn't you want a 360-degree view of what's around you? It is exactly the same thing when it comes to assessments. I never use only one assessment. It is always a package of assessments, and it's intended to be customized for the use of the individual and the situation. So I don't use the same assessments all the time. It depends on the situation and what the need is there. So now that we've done a little preamble on assessments and what to think about, and I'm a certified assessment professional, certified in dozens of different assessments, my recommendation to you is get the best data you can on decisions about people, including yourself. Talk to a certified assessment professional like me to do that. Okay, back to confidence. Confidence grows from the combination of clarity and competence. We've talked about that. Using this assessment data, one of the most effective ways that we can grow authentic confidence is to get thorough, measurable self-insight. Assessments like emotional intelligence assessments, mindsets and motivators, habit story assessment that measures productive and counterproductive habits, response patterns, and emotional state. And there are so many others that could be helpful. Coachability index. How coachable are you? Do you receive feedback? Trustworthiness index. How trustworthy are you? Are you showing up as being someone who is trustworthy? Response to conflict. How do you tend to respond to conflict? Are you an assertive competitor? Are you more collaborative? All of those kinds of assessments can make a huge difference. And yes, personality is in there as well. I didn't talk as much about that because honestly, that's where everybody else stops. Oh, here's this personality assessment. That's all you need. Guess what? Personality assessments are not a primary predictor of success in any situation. They are a secondary predictor of success. It's more about how people like to do things. But that doesn't help us when it comes to predicting success. It helps us to understand if a person might be a good fit for something, but there is so much more to know about an individual. Maybe that's you, and maybe you're like Rebecca, you're moving from corporate into entrepreneurship, and you're trying to start your own business, and that's a different mindset. So you want to get the best data possible so that you can make the best decisions about your growth pathway, and confidence is a huge part of that. When people see that objective data about themselves, uncertainty decreases. I've seen this happen when I do an assessment debrief where I go through several different assessments. I did two of those this last week with people. Both of those people said to me, "Wow, I never knew all of this about myself. Now that I know this, so much makes sense to me. Now I know which direction I want to go to grow, to develop, to get those skills that I want to get." Instead of relying on just emotion or perception or guessing, you begin making decisions based on evidence, what neuroscience calls cognitive grounding. You shift from, "I think I can," to, "I know I can because I've seen it work." That factual anchor turns vague self-belief into strategic self-assurance. Now, let's talk about managing internal dialogue and also about self-sabotaging habits. Self-talk, that internal dialogue, is profoundly powerful. So let's dive into this for just a minute because it directly impacts your confidence. Confidence isn't just about performance. It's about the stories we tell ourselves. Many professionals battle imposter syndrome, the chronic feeling that they're not good enough despite the evidence they have of their expertise and their success. Your internal dialogue becomes your instruction manual for how you live your life and how you lead yourself and lead others. The habit story model helps us kind of decode that process. The cue is the emotional trigger or thought that triggers doubt. I don't belong here. I'm not good enough. Something like that. Then what happens is you predict. You get an expectation of failure or rejection. And then you act on that. You pull back, you avoid action, or you procrastinate. And then you reinforce it. That false safety of pulling back or avoiding, that inaction that happens, strengthens the habit of doubt. So we want to take that same thing, cue, predict, act, and reinforce, and use that for habit transformation. Rewriting that story requires emotional regulation, catching the cue, reframing that prediction, and taking courageous action even when you don't feel ready. Each time you act despite the fear, your brain rewires toward greater confidence. Okay, now we get to how we put this in practice. Build small wins through consistent, emotionally intelligent actions. Confidence compounds. Small, intentional actions taken with self-awareness and persistence generate emotional momentum. You don't wait until you feel confident to act. You act your way into confidence. And this is not fake it till you make it. This is acting forward one small step at a time and building confidence. That's what we mean by confidence compounds. Here's how we do that. Number one, clarify your strengths. Use your assessment data or the feedback you're getting to define what makes you effective. Number two, set stretch goals. Pursue challenges slightly beyond your comfort zone. As my good friend Dr. Chuck Coker says, growth happens at the edge of your comfort zone. Number three, reflect regularly. Use tools like engage, activate, reflect. Engage in new learning. Activate it by practicing it. Reflect on what worked, what didn't work. What could I do differently? To process your lessons that you learn and the situations that you go through. Number four, celebrate small wins. This is so important. Reward progress, not perfection. I struggle with celebrating the small wins. I'm great at celebrating the big wins, but I've got to remember that my intrinsic motivation is fueled by celebrating wins. So I need to celebrate the small wins just as much as the big wins. And number five, stay grounded in purpose. Confidence tied to purpose prevents ego-driven behavior. Stay focused on that purpose. A neuroscientist, Dr. Andrew Huberman, notes, each successful repetition strengthens neural pathways for confidence and for emotional stability. In other words, confidence is not an emotion, it's a practice state of being. Now, how do we move from uncertainty to confidence? It's a mindset shift. The transformation from uncertainty or imposter syndrome into confidence is not an event, it's a process. It begins with self-awareness, seeing yourself clearly, self-regulation, managing emotions effectively, authenticity, aligning who you are with what you do, and humility, staying open to growth. Confidence that lacks humility becomes arrogance, but confidence with humility becomes power under control. The kind of grounded strength that inspires trust, credibility, and influence. So let's talk about some reflection you can do. Ask yourself some of these questions. Number one, what gives me confidence and what takes it away? Number two, where am I relying on feelings instead of facts for my sense of worth? Number three, how can I build one small win this week to reinforce my confidence? Number four, am I leading from confidence or from fear or failure? And let me stop there for a second, because when I coach entrepreneurs, small business owners, salespeople, people in business development, which is all of the above, right? One of the things that I let them know is that whatever emotions you're feeling when you enter into an interaction with someone else, emotions are contagious and they're going to feel what you are feeling. So if you're stressed, if you're frustrated, if you're disappointed, if you're anxious, fearful, any of those, they're going to come across in that interaction. Is that really what you want to come across in that interaction? Probably not, right? Do an emotional reset before you go into those interactions. Let me leave you with a final thought here. Confidence isn't something you chase. It's something you build. It grows from clarity of who you are, competence in what you do, and humility in how you serve others. When those align, confidence becomes your natural state, and success follows. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.